And now sent into the box. Rivas to Armando Moreno. Thought he got a handball in the box. No, this is going to be served in from Rivas to the far side. Oh, the one-time volley, and it's sent over the goal. Left to right inside the box. On the edge of it was Suggs.
Now, you know that much-maligned thing, VAR, that we hear about in the Premier League in England. If we'd had the VAR, then that came clearly off.
Do you think that was a handball?
Definitely. Ball was away from his hand, away from his body. I'm sorry, his arm was away from his body, and it hit that trailing arm. That would have been a handball if we had the VAR, as I say.
All right, well, it's a goal kick for Austin Bold.
I can hear people in England saying, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Do you really want that?
No.
All right, so it's taken to the near side. The near side of the pitch is where most of the action has been taking place, by the way, whether it's Austin Bold or United trying to keep the ball. And it's out of play from the goal kick, and quickly United will throw it into their own half of the field, left to right, as we're now in the 14th minute, no score. It's New Mexico United in their home opener against Austin Bold FC. Good touch by Juan Pablo Guzman to Rivas, and now it's going to be sent high and a one-time off the header from Armando Moreno, and that's going to be a handball, surely. And yes, it is.
Exactly the same kind of handball we just saw in the box.
You're right. And so it's a free kick about 10 yards inside the half. And the offensive third now. Rivas checking on a quick start now. And that's Juan Pablo Guzman. And he's going to go backwards with it, Guzman. Sam Hamilton will switch the field to the far side. Right to left on the far side, left wing, it's Austin Yearwood, cuts it back. Yearwood's going to go to Ryden. He's standing at his own 18, a one-time back to Yearwood. Yearwood lets it go, and then he's going to send it high. And he was looking for Suggs, and he might have been offside. It was going to be out of play no matter what, and it's a throw-in coming near midfield, right to left for Bold. As we go to the 15th minute, no score. You could tell this place is just begging for a goal to erupt, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And it's a battle for it. Somehow it takes a deflection off United. And a throw into the attacking third, even with the 18 on the far side of the field for the right wing on Austin Bold. 0-0 is our score. Chopped up inside the corner of the 18 to the far side. Moreno tries to chase it down and couldn't keep it in play. Throw in for Austin Bold FC. That was tipped away, and a good play by Juan Pablo Guzman. In the midfield, it's Tenari. He's going to send one high and long, and he's looking for Moreno, and it was cleared away, and Moreno's going to be called for the foul. And that is lighter than anything we've seen so far. And I know we're biased and a biased broadcast for United, but the officiating has been atrocious in this first 15 minutes. Factual.
Well, it's definitely not an easy
job. Oh, he didn't even touch him.
He went down like a sack of potatoes and bought the free kick. And so Moreno, who's been bundled over a couple of times already, is not making a friend of the referee, but you can see why.
Moreno never makes a friend with the ref. And I don't think it's to a fault of him. I think he's just got that aggressive mentality that kind of fires up an official, you know?
I think New Mexico United are very combative, but you know, standard of officiating has been the fans' worst nightmare for years. So,
header won by Austin Yearwood, and then it's played to the outside by Austin Bold on the second ball, and tried to be swung in, and way out of play and over the goal. And a goal kick coming for New Mexico United. Like today. Thank your Albuquerque and Santa Fe Toyota dealers, including Larry H. Miller American Toyota, Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, and Toyota of Santa Fe. Visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. 0-0 the score in the 17th minute. United playing host to Austin Bold FC out of Texas. Tombakis will send away the goal kick as Sandoval tries to win it. And he does, but the second ball falls in front of Austin Bold FC. An overlap to the near side, and there's a lot of room for Okugo. He's going to send it into the box, and that was headed away. And it was Kalen Ryden, who's become a fan favorite, hasn't he?
Yeah, cult figure here.
Tanari wins a second ball after the throw-in. Now, Tanari has a nice run in the midfield, but he might have hung on to it a little bit too long. Sergio Rivas gets stuck in a 50-50 ball, and then Swartz is shoved to the ground. Oh, and thank you very much, Mr. Official. A call goes to United. Quickly now, Juan Pablo Guzman swings it to the far side of the free kick. It sucks, goes backwards. It's Kalen Ryden out. Left to right, New Mexico United on the attack in their black and yellow uniforms. Here's a one-time now to Sergio Rivas. Rivas with a one-time to the near side wing. It's Harry Swartz. He's got a lot of room. Towards the 18. Swartz sends it towards the goal. Shake the net. Sergio Rivas, welcome home.
That was a fantastic overlap down the right-hand side. Schwartz, number 33, put in the perfect ball to leave an unmarked Sergio Rivas. Hometown boy scores the opening goal of 2021 at home for United.
And listen to that crowd. 1-0, United on top. How about that crowd for you, Sergio Rivas from Cibola High School?